Hello, my name is Debbie Tudor, and I'm the Inner Ear Yoga Guide here today to talk to you about intention. If you think about it, having an intention or a direction is very important for moving our lives along. Think of your life, the lives of most people, as a direction that's set on autopilot. Many people don't even realize that they have an intention that may have been programmed there by someone or something without their permission, quite often simply their parents. Many people are heading in a direction or an intention that was set by their parents, for example, and maybe their parents have even passed away. But is it the intention they have for their life? Now, setting your intention for your meditation practice is something that we want to explore in great depth later in this program. But for now, let's just say that intention is deeper than hypnosis or goal setting, because it is something that emerges out of the whole brain experience. And I will be talking later about how to get to that place of whole brain experience. We'll use something that we won't get into in this talk called Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra is a way to truly make meditation simple. But right now we just want to talk about intention. You need to have a deep root-based sense of commitment with your intention so that you are going down to the programming level. You can tell yourself at a mental level, I love myself, I'm worthy, over and over and over. But if at a root level you don't believe it, or you have beliefs that are in conflict with that, then it will not change, and you will find yourself perhaps self-sabotaging, or in other words, heading in a direction that is other than you think of with your mind. So this is much more than the mind. It's much more even than the mind-body connection. It's actually an intention emerges from a much deeper level. And as we get more into the anatomy of the body, the physical body, we'll explore this further. But keep in mind that what yogis say and believe, that the physical body that you see is actually the most dense manifestation of vibration. So we have the subtle body and the grosser body, and then finally the solid body. You can think of ether, air, steam, water, and ice or hardness. And this is all varying realities, modalities of the same energy. So this is not so different from Einstein's quote that matter is energy reduced to the point of visibility. And all of these are various condensations of energy. So to give you an overview of this, the subtlest form of this is called the subtle body. And it feels like bliss. It feels like love, bliss, the closest to the being state. This bliss body is also contains, though, things that we have falsely attached to. Things that, because we have attached to them, separate us from that being of wholeness, separate us from source. So when these impressions are held in the bliss body, they actually affect the wisdom body. And the wisdom body's job is your intellect, is actually to distinguish between what's true and what's not true, what's real and what's not real, and your ability to see clearly. So, as I mentioned before, you know, the mental body's mind is a lower body. It's to take stimulation from the senses and then carry it up to the intellect, and then the intellect interprets the data and then sends it down into the body, sends that that evaluation down into your body, and then your body feels a response to that thought. So you can see that what's happening at the subtle level, or your causal body, affects all the levels of your body. So why in the world is this important? So as I mentioned, you have an intention that sets the direction or the compass point for your life. And we want to work with having these, working through these integrated experiences, trying to connect with who we are, where we are at the root level, and then set an intention that can move us in the direction that we choose to do. All right, so that is a long-winded explanation of intention, and we could make an entire study about intention, but we don't want to get stuck on that and get frozen on definitions right now. Just suffice it to say that when we're doing our daily meditation practice, I'm going to be asking you or cueing you to set your intention. And go ahead, and if you have trouble with this, just set an intention to breathe better, open your awareness more, keep it simple and achievable. And then as your intention is more fully revealed to you, which it will be, you know, you can change and fine-tune it over time. So it was a pleasure bringing you this thought today. I hope it helps move your appreciation of our program a little further along. And my name is Debbie, and I look forward to having you back for another installment in this program. Have a blessed day. Namaste.